Guys, it's your girl L'Oreal.
And it's your girl Andrea.
And you are listening to
Lux Lifestyle.
Where we're gonna struggle with grace
in the face of adversity.
Alrighty. Thank God for emojis.
Ooh.
Thank God for emojis. How have you been?
How am I feeling? You know, the screaming emoji. That's all I want to do. I just want to scream. I just want to run somewhere and just scream, y'all. It's been a difficult week. It's been a long, good week. I just started a new job, and I'm just learning the new, you know, everything in the medical field, and I'm not ready for this. I'm trying, but
yeah, screaming. Like, right?
I'm just like, I didn't go to school for this, and I didn't go to school for it, by the way, so it makes it even harder to, like, it's an adjustment,
yeah.
But the money's good, so I'm not even tripping.
Money good.
How are you feeling today?
I am feeling like mind blown. Like,
but what?
Let me tell you this funny story. Let me tell y'all something. If you're gonna get to know L'Oreal, you are gonna get to know that I will use you as an example on my podcast. So I just want you to be very clear. Anytime you do something that is a little bit funny, I'm gonna talk about it. So let's get right into it. So I decided recently that I wanted to start a online social media marketing agency, just a small one.
Okay.
I had an interview previously with a really big company, and I hadn't heard anything. So I started to think, okay, why would I just do social media for one company when I can do social media for a couple companies?
Ooh, I like that marketing. Yeah, business.
Think about it. Use that degree for something.
Right?
Use it for what it's meant for.
You have to use it. You paid for it.
Well, I'm still paying for it, but you know,
how that goes. Student loans.
So, I told my hairstylist and I told a couple other people, and then it kind of trickled down. So they told their friends, and one of the friends reached out to me. So one of the friends, Rich, is really cool. I know they're in a relationship, which is a pretty big relationship, so it's cool. Like, you know, I don't want none.
Right.
I want it to be very clear. I don't want you. This is strictly business. All I want, client, like.
Client personnel.
That's it. It's nothing more than that. So they hit me up. They were like, can we link up? Because I really want you to explain a little bit more in depth how you can help me as far as social media marketing. I said, okay, no problem. That's cool. We meet. I basically explain, like, you need to change your, I ain't finna give y'all all the tips, but,
you know, you don't want to steal.
Call me and I'll help you out on exactly what to do.
But
I told him what to do. I told him what to do. And, we kind of talked for a while. It was a little awkward because it was just awkward. I'm not going to even go deep into it. But, After that, I went back up to my job, and then he texted me and was like, so what made you get into the social media marketing thing? Mm-hmm. I said, well, I have my degree in it, and I just fell in love with trying to make money from it.
Basically.
So I said, let me figure out how to combine the two.
Right.
He said, oh, okay, that's cool. So maybe next time we can meet for lunch.
Oh, Lord. Not a date.
First of all,
got the juice.
While we were talking, oh, of course I've got the juice, the drip, drip. Cardi B knows nothing. So he was like, during the whole time we were talking, I made it very clear. I was like, yeah, I know. You have a family, you're a family man. Like,
wait, he's a family man.
Family man.
Oh,
I made it very clear. I was like, yeah, I know you're a family man. I know you kind of keep your stuff together. So I know that too much business may not be exactly what you're needing, but you want just a little bit more engagement. So I said, I can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I made it very clear each time that I know that you have a family. So I want you to know that I know that you know that I know. But he still didn't care because he's going to hit me up talking about, can we meet for lunch? What do we need to meet for lunch for? We can meet right back where we met the first time. And if you need more information, we can meet back there again. What do we need to go to lunch for? See, men don't know how to keep business.
At all. It's like they have to flirt with you. And it's like, no, can't we just be friends?
Can we just be business partners? I don't even want to be your friend.
True,
you we don't even need to be friends. We need to make sure that we're getting this money together. And if we're not, let it go. Let's move on. But delete my number.
So what did you do? You made him delete it?
I did not respond back to him. And then he texted me today talking about, hey.
What?
No, what are you saying hey for? Mind blown.
He could have said, hi, this is Richard whatever. Or, you know, this is Mr. whatever.
Hi, this is, I don't care. Stop texting me.
What?
What's really going on?
That's the tea for today. Like, Like, that just shocked me. Like, what?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, my mind is blown. That's why I thank God for emojis. The mind blown emoji is the one for L'Oreal today.
You know, and another mind blowing moment was with the MTV Awards.
Oh, yes.
We got to tell the audience what happened.
So, Love & Hip Hop, Mona Scott, the franchise.
You know.
Love & Hip Hop Atlanta won Best Reality Show. And it was a little overwhelming and a little surprising. Only reason why I say it's surprising is because Love & Hip Hop is more of a Black Twitter thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that it would, like, MTV is like everybody.
Yeah, to be honest. I didn't really think MTV paid attention to Love & Hip Hop, to be honest with you.
So it was surprising that they were even nominated for that. And then they were against Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. So Miss Amelia MTV, which is her name on Instagram, she was upset because she said, I don't understand how Love & Hip Hop Atlanta won the Best Reality Show. It didn't even make sense. Everybody that I've ever asked, have they even heard of Love & Hip Hop? They had no idea what I was talking about. So you can tell that they just faked it and made it for them.
The audacity. It's been out for six seasons, seven seasons?
A very long time.
Since 2012.
It was on, I'm about to say, since I graduated from high
school. Yeah, I was in, like, senior year of high school when it came out. See,
I haven't looked at 1 second of Jersey Shore.
I watched, like, maybe, like, the first three episodes because Pauly D was fine. I had
Girl,
not
Pauly D.
He was fine.
I've heard of them. I've heard of them, but I've never actually watched the show. So I don't get the, honestly, if I had to pick, neither one of them would have been in the category
to
because
be honest,
they both ratchet.
To be honest. But you know what I heard? I heard that apparently someone, I forgot his name, don't quote me on this, it's a guy that was on the show called The Challenge.
Okay.
And he basically tried to pull a Kanye moment on them. So what I heard on Twitter, Black Twitter that is,
okay,
that the reactions that we saw was edited footage. Basically, when they walked on stage, this guy came out saying, you know, that our show deserved the award, Love & Hip Hop didn't, and he let them be able to speak their piece and go about and accept their award. That's what
okay.
I heard. So the reactions that we see could be either from, you know, the guy walking up and saying his speech and interrupting them, or
okay,
the fact that people are shocked that an all-Black cast won an MTV award.
All I know is more power to Love & Hip Hop.
Right.
I mean, if y'all gonna win, I'm gonna
well
just stand with you.
I'm going for everybody Black.
Issa Rae. I stand with Love & Hip Hop.
For real.
So
like,
you need to understand it.
I don't watch anything else but that outside those little shows.
So speaking of Love & Hip Hop, let's talk about last night's episode.
Kirk and Rashida.
Kirk and Rashida. So this kind of stood out to me, and I want to see your opinion on
okay
it. So, you know, last season, Kirk cheated on Rashida with Jasmine.
And then he cheated before then, you know.
And before. But this season, Rashida actually did say that she did also partake in cheating on Kirk as well in the beginning of the relationship. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. You missing out. You need to get back on the tee.
I do. Oh, yeah. My gosh. What?
All right. So, in this particular episode, well, let me kind of sum up the last couple episodes. They were out in Trinidad, and Kirk was talking with the guys, and he was basically telling them that he started having a little bit more communication with Jasmine via text message. Prior to that, Cannon and Rashida met the family as a whole, and Rashida made little sly comments like, he is 2 years old. What is he still doing in a diaper? Mm-hmm. So it goes back. They go between Kirk and Jasmine and the family. Jasmine gets on Instagram and says, I don't understand why somebody want to talk about my motherhood behind my back and my mothering skills and if this and if that and if Rashida, childish little girl stuff.
Yeah, immaturity right there.
And Kirk, basically she said that Kirk was making Rashida the villain in the whole situation. So Rashida said, you know what? I'm missing a whole point right here. Let me tell y'all. Before that, Kirk had Kelsey going in between,
his
oldest daughter,
okay,
going in between him and Jasmine. And Kelsey was like at the point, like, come on, Dad. Like, I love you. This is my little brother. But y'all got to have some type of communication. I'm tired of being the go-to and the runaround for the situation.
And you created that situation.
This is the situation you created. So why do I have to be that person?
Yeah.
Which, in all honesty, I completely understand why she would not want to be in that situation. Because it's already sticky. And it's like, I'm the middleman.
Yeah, you definitely.
But Rashida was very uncomfortable with Kirk and Jasmine having conversations. So let's fast forward to last night's episode. Rashida found out that Kirk and Jasmine had been texting. Mm-hmm. She was like, okay, so why didn't you let me know? I feel like you're lying to me all over again.
Ew.
They decided, you know what? Let's cut the in-between man. Rashida, Jasmine decide to have a conversation. Uh-huh. They get there, and basically Rashida woman's up, bossed up on her, and said, you're acting like an immature little girl. Yes, I did say that Cannon should not be wearing a diaper because he's 2 years old, mm-hmm. and he shouldn't be, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do to make sure that I help him, and any communication that needs to be had still needs to go through Kelsey. She said, I am not okay with you and Kirk having conversations just yet. She said, you have to understand because of your part in this situation that you have to give me time and the respect to have that time to decide what I want to do about the situation. So my question is, if Rashida decided to continue to be with Kirk, mm-hmm. even after the situation, she knew that he cheated, she knew that there was a baby out of it, should she tell him that he can't talk to Jasmine, or should she just accept it because she accepted the whole situation?
Ooh, that kind of brings us to the Carmelo and Lala Anthony situation as well. You want me to inform them about that as
well?
Yeah,
you can tell a little bit about that.
So, the back off with the Kirk and Rashida. So, everybody knows that Lala Anthony and Carmelo split up maybe about a year or two ago, yeah. right? So, they filed for divorce in 2017 because she found he had cheated on her. Mm-hmm. A baby had came out of that situation. And so, now people are on Twitter saying that since Carmelo and Lala are reconciling their marriage, that she should basically accept the child that he has as well. And she's saying, you know, she needs time as well.
Yeah.
So, for me, personally, as a wife, well, not as a wife, I'm not even a wife, one day I would be, you know. But if I were in a situation like Rashida and Lala, if you're going to accept your husband, accept that child, too. Because that child's innocent, you know. At the end of the day, like, even, I know that it hurts, and that child's a reminder of what happened, but it's just that you can't blame the innocent party. Like, the mom and the dad between that, they're...
Well,
you know,
I would say I don't know Lala's side of the story. Mm-hmm. I only know Rashida's. Rashida has accepted the child, mm-hmm. per se. She just hasn't accepted the relationship that Kirk and Jasmine have to have. Mm. She knows that they eventually have to co-parent.
Yeah.
But just think about this. Cannon is probably he's two. He's yeah. two. So this is really fresh yeah. on her. So she has to get comfortable with the woman who was having sex with her husband.
True.
Now communicating with him about their child. That's a lot.
I mean, I can see your point too, but at the same time, it's like somebody has to communicate, because I just feel like, you know, by Kirk having his oldest daughter be the main man, it's yeah. kind of like that's putting a stress on her.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it's kind of like eliminating that relationship that Cannon should have with his family. And at the end of the day, that's his family too, you know? Yeah. And I just feel like Rashida... To be honest, Rashida's situation with Kirk, I really feel like she should have left him. That's just my opinion, because it's been so much that he's done to her since, you know, even when her Carter was born, he accused her of cheating on him.
Yes,
and that was getting pregnant. Most. And that was the most, I was upset at that episode.
Honestly, I feel like it's all for show. Like,
yeah.
I feel like none of that stuff is really real, because in real life, if those situations really, really, really happened, that would not still be, you would not want to be with this person.
At all.
But on the other hand, I'm not married.
True.
There is a difference between being in a relationship
and being married.
And then being married.
That's true.
You do have to go through things. I'm not going to say that you have to stick through when it's crazy, but yeah. there are going to be hard times in relationships, because you're still two different people, and you're growing and you're learning, and you're learning yourself.
Definitely.
While you're in something with somebody else permanent.
Definitely.
But I think Rashida allows the family to know Cannon. Mm-hmm. She wants to know Cannon. But, I mean, respectfully, Jasmine has not given her time to kind of just take everything in.
Yeah.
Jasmine is always looking for her after shows. Jasmine is following her to events so she can talk to her, because she feels like they need to have a conversation. Well, you weren't trying to have a conversation before when you was having sex with her husband.
That's true. But I guess, in a sense, I kind of feel like if Rashida feels that way about Kirk and Jasmine, I feel like Rashida should be like, let me communicate with her then. Let her text me.
Well, that's
me,
what they did.
Me, you know.
That's what they did. You mean
yeah, like,
with the child.
I think that should be
Jasmine still has to give her time to get there.
True. But it's like, if you don't want your husband to communicate, I mean, that's his dad. He's still got to communicate. And I feel like text messaging is, that's Nah, phone calls.
FaceTime, go see your child.
Like, you know, spend time with your child. Eventually, she's going to come around. But if she feels that adamant about him communicating with the mom, I feel like, then, you know what? You step up and be like, I don't want you communicating with my husband. I want you to communicate with me. Let me know what's going on. And, you know, that way they can develop a relationship with themselves. And then eventually, she's going to heal. She's going to heal from it. But I just
she's going to heal because she decided that she's going to continue to stay with him. So she's going to be in that situation for life.
That's true. And on top of that, I heard that Rashida went through the same thing with Kirk before she was actually his wife. That's what I heard. So I'm just like, it's kind of like karma came right back full force.
It happens.
And to next news, you know, award shows are coming up, and we have BET Awards coming on June 29th at 8. Now,
23rd.
My fault. I'm already jumping ahead. I'm ready.
It's always the 29th, but it's the 23rd this year.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to tune in anyway. Yeah. But this year, they're honoring Nipsey Hussle for the Humanitarian Award. Now, the problem I have with the situation, I admire that they're giving him his award. The only problem I have is that I have two problems.
Okay.
One problem, he was banned from BET, they said, because of his music. They didn't really want him around. Like, they didn't really support him the way they should have, basically. Two, I've noticed that when people either pass away, they kind of get their recognition after they're gone versus getting recognition while they're still here. And I feel like had he not passed, he wouldn't have got this humanitarian award at all. And I just have a problem with that with BET in general. Like, why do we do our people like that? Like, why do we wait till they're dead to decide, you know what, let's show him some love. He's been doing this stuff for years and never talked about it. And people have been knowing for years that he's been helping the community, giving back, and, you know, want to, you know, uplift LA in general.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're just not giving an award and recognizing him, I have a problem with that. Like, I wonder who's going to really show up to accept that award. Because I honestly think Lauren going to do it.
She works for BET.
True.
So she might. But, I honestly, I'm not going to even just say BET. I'm going to say pretty much half the world right now.
Yeah.
They're kind of on this Nipsey Hussle clout chasing movement right now where it's like, y'all didn't listen to him before. I am not a bandwagoner?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to Nipsey Hussle before he passed away. And I'm really not going to lie and say that I'm listening to him right now.
Yeah.
Have I listened to some of his songs? Yeah. Are they dope songs? Yeah. But I'm not going to just keep it on my playlist because I didn't listen to it before that. I have a certain type of music that I like, and that's just that.
Yeah.
And you can say what you want, but oh well. I'm just not going to I'm not gonna be a bandwagoner. That's not cool.
His whole death to me was like a clout chaser, people. I was just like, everybody from here to London? I was like, what?
Like, I've never heard not one drip drop, really, honestly, about Nipsey Hussle. I mean, I'll say The Breakfast Club talked about Nipsey Hussle.
They gave him
Charlamagne
love.
Gave him love. All of them.
Hot 97.
There. Hot 97. Radio stations have worked with him. But BET, I didn't remember not one time
one
that
video.
I ever heard any song of Nipsey Hussle's on that radio station.
At all.
On even when CNN was talking about them. I feel like if you don't talk about me every day, don't talk about me when I die.
Exactly. Like, give me my flowers while I'm here.
Yeah, don't wait. Because honestly, had he not passed away, he would not have gotten that humanitarian award.
That's true.
It's just a point blank period.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have happened.
And that's the sad part about it. It's just, I feel like because he died, you know, March 31st, ever since that day, I've been seeing people that I've never knew who he was. I'm just like, how do you know who that is? They're like, oh, CNN. I'm just like,
because honestly, I only knew him as Lauren London's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Lauren London from everything she played in, new I know Lauren London. I didn't really know Nipsey Hussle.
See,
I know they had a kid together, and I knew that they were like in. I knew that she had a long term boyfriend that was like really good for her.
Yeah,
that's all I knew, and I knew that I liked him just because she looked so happy.
See, I'm the opposite. I knew of him because I knew of his music like my sophomore year of college, like 4 a.m, that's my jam. You gotta listen to that.
Okay.
That was my vibe. So I was like, okay, this dude sound cool. He reminded me of Snoop Dogg. I was like, okay. I can vibe with that. And Snoop is in my rotation, my playlist to this day. So he definitely, I added Nipsey to my thing. So when I found he was dating Lauren Linden, I was like, OMG, like, he with Lauren. I'm like, hey, you know? So that's how I got to know him. And then like when he died, I was like, whoa, you know? So I was kind of like, I was shocked. I wasn't on some like, let me go post Nipsey every 5 seconds. I was like, the game, I'm sorry, the game, I love you too, but I feel like some cloud chasing with all his friends now. The only person I can truly say convincingly loved him was YG, Snoop Dogg. Those two people I respect. So it's just like, I don't know, I just feel kind of iffy about the whole situation. I just feel like, you know, give my dude his flowers. But at the end of the day, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to salute. I'm going to support him, you know, because he really wanted something in the community, so.
And that's all we can do. We can hope that in the future that people don't use this as something to clout chase, but use it as a kind of roadmap to figure out how to navigate their lives and how they want to help people.
Keep their marathon.
Yeah. Let their marathon continue.
Definitely.
So as we continue, let's talk about Miss Bella Thorne.
Ooh.
So, I'm not sure if you guys know who Bella Thorne is or have even heard of her, but she used to be on this show with, Casey Undercover. What was her name? Why can't I remember her name?
I'm not going to lie. I know Bella Thorne from the episode of Wildin' Out.
Bella Thorne was on that show with Zendaya.
You're talking about...
The dance show on Disney Channel.
Is it called Shake Up?
Shake It Up.
Shake It Up? Is it Shake It Up?
Something.
I watched it because I love Zendaya.
We'll update it. We'll update you later. But they were on that show on Disney together, so that's how I knew of Bella Thorne. That was like my little transitional phase when I was getting out of watching Disney Channel. So Bella Thorne had some nudes that were going to be leaked, and she decided to kind of put out the pictures before they came all the way out. And she was a little upset because Whoopi Goldberg and the show The View, they were supposed to be interviewing her, and they basically tore her down for having those pictures or having taken those pictures at all. And just to me, well, let me get into a little bit more of what she talked about. She stated that she was really hurt and baffled that anybody would go to the point of making you feel so bad for doing something that you thought may have been okay. She said, I was supposed to go on The View, but I honestly don't feel like being beaten down by a bunch of older women. She says, Dear Whoopi, I have loved you for so long, but honestly, I'm so displeased and saddened by your response by my leak. Blaming girls for taking the photo in the first place is sick and honestly disgusting. So what, a girl can't send her boyfriend that she misses photos of her that are sexy, things he's already seen? I, as a woman, should have been scared walking around my home, being on my phone, doing anything? Is that what you want our women to be like, scared of the masses for their sexuality? Is that what you want? I don't. I'm offended for anyone out here who has ever taken a sexy photo. I'm offended for Jennifer Lawrence, who feels publicly raped. I'm offended for every person who has committed suicide for someone leaking their nudes. Your view on this matter is honestly awful, and I hope you change your mind, set as you are on a show talking to young girls. So I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I feel where she's coming from. I mean, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know,
I can see both sides.
Yeah, I agree with, you know, Whoopi saying you shouldn't have done it at all. But let's be honest here. We live in a world where
it's 2019, like social media, phones, all of that, that's new.
That's around.
That's what we do.
And when if you're dating somebody and you really like somebody, you want to show them a little something. So, you know, let's just send you a little text message, a little picture to show you I'm thinking about you right now. I'm sure she's not thinking it was going to get leaked anyway.
Yeah.
It's just the idea that it happened. This is what it is. Now, for Whoopi to say what she said, and, you know, it kind
of
does seem like...
It was more of the beating her down,
yeah.
I believe, with the, you shouldn't have done this, and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes people go so hard on the trying to teach you that they don't actually take the time to talk and understand and see where you're coming from.
Definitely.
In older days, they didn't believe in that. That wasn't their thing. Mm-hmm. 2019, new age, new day.
New millennium.
You have phones. You can do things. If you want to FaceTime your boo and you want to be sexy, you can do that. If it's a long distance relationship, you don't find any fault in what you're doing. And the person where the fault should fall on is the person who tried to leak the photos.
Exactly.
This was something that she did in her personal time with someone that she was in love with. Mm-hmm. That she knows that she was comfortable to send it to. So if I'm comfortable to send something to you and you make me feel that comfortable, why should I feel bad that I sent it to you at all?
That's true.
You know?
That's true. I just don't think, like, I mean, how I see it, like, I get the whole, you know, don't send news. But at the same time, I just feel like she she shouldn't go on the show. Because I feel like they will talk about it. And the way that I watched The View, they can be very condescending at times.
They are.
And they don't know how to, like...
Not kind of, very.
Very. They don't know how to, like, put themselves in that person's shoes, if that makes sense. So I kind of agree with Bella Thorne. I just feel like she should cancel her interview. And it should be a lesson learned, you know, from this experiment that, honestly, probably just put them in your hidden album. Just keep
producing yourself, in a sense. At the end of the day, I mean, she does have to understand that... Because she is in the public eye, that everybody is going to have something to say.
True.
And you're not going to like what everybody has to say all the time. But at the end of the day, suck it up. Move on. You know you made a mistake. Or even if you feel like you didn't make a mistake, it is what it is. Move on. If you want to go on that show, I think she should go on the show to let people know that it is okay to be a sexual person, a sexual being. What's the girls need love too?
That's true.
I mean, it's okay. The world right now is talking about Me Too and equality for women. Show that. Yes. Explain that.
Empowerment.
Empower yourself. Go on that show and empower other people if that's how you truly feel. If you feel like you did nothing wrong and you felt like you were doing something because that's what you wanted to do, say that. Go on that show and voice your opinion. Don't just let one side be heard. Because if that one side is heard, that'll just be the only side that's heard.
True. Ooh, and speaking of one side be heard, so the Tory Lanez addresses colorism issue. So, in case you guys didn't know, Tory Lanez shot this video within the past, I think it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And basically, in the video that we see, somebody's recording him, you know, shooting his scene with a dark-skinned model. Her name is Sultry Shin. Apparently, while he's doing the scene, the dark skin model gets switched out for a light skin model. As soon as that happens, Tory stops rapping, doing what he's doing in the video, and like kind of cuts the video off. And so people are just saying, like, you know what, you know what's going on. And he said that he wants to address the issues of colorism. So this is what he said.
Okay.
He said this is an ongoing problem in our community that needs to stop. As a black man, sometimes I'm going to joke about the black community, just like we all do. But what I'm not going to do is allow any of these directors to devalue our black women. Countless times, I've seen directors swap out our women of color for women of lighter complexion or women with straighter hair. It is our responsibility as an artist to stand up and not let this happen. It's been time to embrace our women of color. Hashtag black is beautiful. The video garnered millions of views and many commended the 26-year-old for addressing the issue of colorism, which is discrimination based on skin color. Okay. Now, we know how colorism works in the hip-hop industry. We've seen it. I've watched it evolve. Like, I'm not going to lie. From the 1990s till now, I've actually watched videos where most of the models were dark-skinned back in the day, and now they're all light-skinned or they're non-black. Not going to lie. So, the controversy of this situation is that the original model, which is called Sultry Shin, she's saying that that's not exactly what happened. She said that Tory didn't speak to her, even compliment her, but he complimented the other model. She also said it was staged, too. He's saying it wasn't. Now, the model that got switched out from Sultry Shin, she's saying that what Tory said is actually happened. Like, she said it actually happened, that they actually switched her for the other girl. And, you know, she's basically saying that what Tory's saying is true, but the other girl's saying it's false. So, I'm kind of iffy on the situation. I just feel like maybe it was a public awareness spot, you know, basically to bring up the issue of colorism. But at the same time, it's kind of like it's Tory Lanez, too.
Tory Lanez lost me when he tried to send out Aisha Curry, switch her out at the barbecue. For the twerking white girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to call her the twerking white girl, but I don't know her name.
Yeah. I think her Nasty Nye.
It's something like that. Mm-hmm. Girl can't twerk. Don't get me wrong.
She can.
But we're not switching her out.
Right.
Tory Lanez, I'd rather switch you out. So let's just move on with that because I admire
Tory Lanez. But we're gonna figure it more out. I'm gonna update y'all more on that.
Yeah,
one.
when we get more information on it, we'll yeah, you can do it. I'm team no Tory Lanez at all. So let's get out of that and let's get into it.
Right.
Girl.
Okay. So living at home.
Ooh.
Now that graduation's kind of simmering down, you know, people are wondering what's next. Some people have jobs lined up. Some people don't. What do you do in this particular situation? Well, some people have to go back home. Moving back home is not always what it's cracked up to be. Once you graduate college, it's kind of like, I got to come back.
It's totally different from college. When you graduate from college, especially if you went off to college, you have the 4 years, you're in your dorm, you have your apartment, you can move at your own leisure, you don't have to kind of follow any rules, you can do what you want to do.
Right.
When you come home, it's a little different. It's like you almost have to go back to that high school stage of letting them know what's going on, somewhat asking for permission to do certain things, mm-hmm. and it just gets a little disturbing sometimes. It does. It gets a little annoying because you feel like, oh, I'm 20 plus years old. I have my college degree. I don't need to be talking about none of this to nobody. I will be back when I get back. You exactly. will see me, sis, but that's not how it works. So, do you want to tell your experience as far as living back home with your parents?
Oh, man. When I moved back home, I thought it was going to be peaches and cream. I said, oh, I'm just going to be here for a couple of months. I'm going to be out.
Girl, job said, we all.
Job said, nah. So, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to stay home, do what I got to do. The problem that I had being at home was the idea of being talked to like a child. And yes. I'm just like, I'm 25.
Yeah.
You know, we got boundaries. I understand respect. But at the same time, you can't talk to no any kind of way because how I was in high school is different from how I am for college. Like, yeah. I have a whole new mindset on things. Yeah. And because of that, I kind of saw that I clashed a lot with my family because it just felt like, oh, you're better than me because I went to college. I'm like, no. I just learned things, and I learned to be more open-minded about things,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
You know? And so for me, it's just that it became overwhelming because I couldn't go out the way I wanted to, couldn't have guy friends over. And, you know, that's just like, oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm in prison, you know? For real, like I'm in prison. And when it comes to, like, you know, just having your own privacy, I love coming home to my own humble abode. Like, when I was in college, I had a roommate, but we respected each other's
your own space. You had your own
yeah,
space.
And I had my own space. I could cook what I want, when I want, clean
however,
up.
However you want.
You want, you know? And it's like, when you move back home, it's like, oh my gosh, I have my own set of rules, and then you have your rules, and then we're clashing back and forth.
Yeah.
So for me, I would say that moving back home was a life lesson. I never want to do it again.
Okay.
Once I get out, I'm out for good. But it's also teaching me to, like, kind of, like, you know, work with my scenario, you know, kind of, like, understand the process and not be so hard on myself, as well as teaching me how to budget, because when I was in college, I didn't know how to budget.
Yeah.
Now I'm learning, and I'm blessed for that, you know.
Yeah, for me, I know the experience has definitely kind of been the same.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult, especially, I know for me, one example I can use is, some phone conversations, ooh, you know, is not for the parent to hear.
Yeah.
Because you can argue with a boo, you can argue with a friend, and it can be over later on that night. But if the parent or guardian or cousin or whoever hears it, they want to be mad for the entirety of whatever, and I've already moved past it.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep talking about that. And it's just like, oh my God. Then some, it's like, you don't want to be disrespectful by leaving in and out of the house at certain times.
Yeah.
You want to have a certain level of respect, but it's like, I am, like you said, 25 years yeah. old. There are certain things that I want to do that might last until 4 or 5 in the morning.
Right.
And yeah. It's disrespectful to come into someone's house that late.
I just don't come back home by coming home that late.
Right?
She like, where are you? I'm like, I just went out and I just didn't want to come back. I'm sorry.
I know for me, especially, like, I'll use the podcast for another example. I know that they're not that I have to watch what I say per se, but I know, hey, mama, I know you're watching. Listening.
You know, hey, family, y'all gonna hear anyway.
I know that there are certain things that I do kind of try to correct myself from mm-hmm. saying before I say it on the podcast, because I know that I have my mama, my family, or people watching
definitely.
Or listening. And a lot of people always say, well, girl, when you move out, you won't even care that much. You'll just talk and talk and talk and talk. Well, sis, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
I'm trying, but it's just like, oh, child.
For real.
It is something that I feel like a lot of my friends who did kind of get that straight out of college, they did move into an apartment. Mm. They say, well, girl, I'd rather be in your position to where I'm at home.
People say that.
Saving. People tell me that all the time. And I'm just like, sis, yeah, what are you talking about? You're crazy.
Yes.
Because I am so ready to go.
Same. I've been counting on my calendar. I don't have a set date. I'm just like, just one day. It's going to happen.
It's coming. It's going to happen. The job is going to pop up, right? Something is going to happen.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm at the point where I'm working a temporary job, like I've told y'all many times before, and I'm looking for full-time employment. Mm-hmm. And prayerfully, when that full-time employment comes, that's when I'll be able to move out and into my own.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, I'm 25, but I still feel like a kid in
yeah.
some aspects because I haven't fully gotten out there on my own. In college, you're on your own, but not necessarily, because you kind of still have your friends and your,
yeah.
and the financial aid,
yes,
and
financial
everything
aid
was helping you out. You didn't have to really worry about working and all the expenses
yeah.
that actually come with it. But at the same time, I feel like once you do get a taste of all of that, it helps you grow.
Definitely.
It matures you. It makes you more of an adult.
Because yeah.
I feel like I'm just like, a part-time employee in the adult field.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, too.
I'm a part-time employee, and I'm not really full-time yet, so I'm trying to get there. And yes. I just need a lesson on how to get to full-time employment, or somebody just give me an opportunity at their company so for I real. Can get full-time employment somewhere else.
I feel like a part-time adult sometimes.
Yes, that's like, what I mean.
Am I an adult or a child right now? Because it's just like, it's just so overwhelming. But at the same time, I feel like that, you know, living at home does help you figure out what to spend money on and what not to spend money on. And speaking of, there's a tweet that says, since you've become an adult, what did you realize was expensive?
Life. Let me tell y'all something, especially with me being keto, baby girl, I had to buy my own groceries as far as, because I'm the only person who eats keto in the house, so groceries are expensive, yes. And then eating healthy is expensive.
It's a fancy word.
Okay. I'm trying to go French. Put my French out on you. But yeah, it's even more expensive to be healthy. They really want us all to be obese and fat and on healthcare I spent almost $100 on I'll say 3 meals I had to put together. It's expensive.
Oh,
getting my hair done.
Yes.
As a kid, I guess I did not. Girl, my mama kept me in braids and my braids tight all the time. Sis was paying a lot of money to keep my braids tight all the time.
My grandma kept me in perms, and I'm like, man, this adds up.
Yes. What else? Gas. I did not know that I wanted a car so bad.
Yes.
I did not realize that all that came with the car, with the maintenance, the gas, the all of that.
You know, when I was a kid before I got a car, I saw $2.25. It's not expensive for gas. And I said, oh, per gallon? And I'm like, so if I would be $10 on that, that's barely half a tank. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a lot.
One of my coworkers was telling me, because they are at my job, there are three of us that are the younger ones, and then there are two of us that are the youngest. So they're always like, man, do y'all remember that time where we could just get $5 and go back and forth to Galveston, to Houston, and all these places off of
$5? What?
Listen, you'll have to fill up again for the week. I said, $5?
I wish I could spend $5 and go from here to Houston. It'd take me about 20.
Okay. What about you? What else have you noticed was expensive?
I would definitely say health insurance, car insurance,
all that.
The fact
that you need that.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about me. It's like, you don't have it, you're spending more money at the hospital. And I work at a hospital right now, y'all. And I didn't realize that emergency room visit costs about $3,000-something.
Oh, my God.
I had Medicaid all my life because, you know, I struggle, you know. Hey, it saved me. But I never had to pay $3,000-something. I have to pay nothing.
Yeah.
And the fact that you got to pay all this money just to be healthy and be seen by one doctor within 10 minutes? Come on now.
That's all you get, 10 minutes of time with the doctor. You spend majority of your time in the waiting room.
Exactly. So what you $3,000.
I'm paying $3,000 to have a seat. For what?
Walk straight in. Sign a piece of paper. That's it. And another thing I realized was expensive is just just extracurricular activities, going out to eat. I love going out to eat, especially seafood. Yeah. That's my thing.
And seafood is
hard. It's expensive right now, you know.
I love to be bougie, but I'd rather be bougie on somebody else's dime.
Yes, be bougie on a budget right now. That's how it is. And just basic stuff, even a phone bill, y'all. All I'm going to say is everything's expensive in life, and I just can't do it. But the pros and cons of living at home, though, for me, I'm going to definitely say pro is I'm able to save money and learn how to save.
Okay.
And learn how to develop patience with people in my life. Because, child, sometimes I'd be wanting to just scream and strangle somebody, but I can't do it.
I don't think I learned that one. It's
a slow process.
Yes.
The cons I would definitely say is that the privacy. The cons would be is basically having to respect other people's boundaries and privacy. And just learning not to always talk back. Because I have a hard time not expressing my feelings. And I'm just come on now. I need you to understand where I'm coming from.
I think that's an Aquarius in us, because I have the same problem.
Same.
So I have to tell how I feel 100% of the time, and I cannot. Sorry.
I don't get expressed. I'm did you hear me?
Because I'm gonna be upset. I'm do you? I need you to feel me.
Yes.
I need you to understand exactly where I'm coming from. And if you don't understand where I'm coming from, I'm gonna tell you till you understand.
Yes.
Because pros and cons for me. I'll say the pro is that I'm able to. The pro is that I'm able to kind of have conversation and be able to kind of do what I need to do to make sure I'm in the right position. One thing is that I will 100%, my mother is so organized. My mother, when I say organized as far as how it comes to bills, how to prepare for the next time, I need that. It's a pro that my mom is really helping me get better with my organization, and I need it so much.
Definitely.
Con, you know, mother daughters, they kind of
clash
a little bit. I love my mama to death and she loves me, but we definitely get on each other's nerves. So just kind of, and I guess that's just a pro and a con, because just as much as we fight, we love each other too. So it's your mama. You can't get with it.
And look, things that, you know, experiences I've learned so far about adulthood is just that nothing goes exactly how you plan it. And I'm okay with that now. Like, I've learned to, like, just go with the flow and but still keep myself on track, but never, like, drive myself crazy over anything that doesn't go right. Like, not finding a job in my field or being back home when I have my own apartment. I ain't gonna lie. Seeing people, they own an apartment, I'm just like, I'm so jealous. I've been apartment shopping on Pinterest, like, looking at apartments, like, how I'm decorating my stuff.
I swear I do it all the time.
And it makes me so angry that I don't have it right now. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, when am I gonna finally get it?
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. I have had a hard time. I know the other day I had, like, a whole breakdown, like, one day I was just like, I cannot do this today. I had to leave work. Like, I just needed a day to myself. Uh-huh. You ever just had one of those moments where you just had to kind of rewire yourself?
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I was. I had to rewire my brain to figure out what I can do to make money. And not just to make money. I want to enjoy the way that I'm making money.
Exactly.
So one thing that I've learned thus far is just that there is a process, but you have to figure out which process works best for you. Mm-hmm. And that's why I guess I decided, like, that social media agency thing would work for me, because it's something where I can follow in the path of my degree. Mm-hmm. I can follow in the path of helping people like I want to, and I can follow in the path of making the big bucks that I want to make.
Okay.
So that's just something I've learned thus far, and I have so much more to learn. I mean, I don't plan on, I know that my goal is to be out by the end of the summer. That's my goal. My goal is to be out by the end of the summer, so I'm going to do everything that I need to do to make sure that that happens.
Okay, I respect that. Ooh.
Do you have a housing goal?
I just started my job, I'm going to start saving more money. So I'm giving myself at least 6 to 7 months from now. So about December 2019 to about January, I should be getting on my own and be able to, you know, have my own little apartment before my birthday, at least my 26, because that'll be so live. Yeah. I'll be like, yes, housing party, everything. I'm like,
you
serious? I'm going to be so lost. You know, so that's my little goal and everything. But yeah, so far, it's just, you know, that's really what I'm aiming for. I'm just hoping that everything goes in the path that it should go, and I'm gonna keep praying, making sure that I stay on my track and make sure I still apply for jobs, you know, because it's hard out here, y'all.
and I think the main thing is just, like we said in the last episode, is finding something you love.
Yeah.
So once you find something you love, it won't be as hard. You won't have to dig so deep to figure out what you can do. You won't be looking for other situations. You'll just be where you want to be.
Definitely.
And that's where I'm trying to get to.
Yes.
So, euphemism. It's the last part of our show. We got the euphemism. What
euphemism of the week. The word is appreciate.
Or
appreciation, actually.
Appreciation. Okay.
Man, so appreciate your journey. Trust the process.
Okay.
Love every aspect of you and your life.
Yes.
Enjoy life while you can, because you only get it once. And I mean, like, enjoy it while you can, in the sense of, like, don't overthink it. Don't stretch yourself out. Don't think that you failed. Because I do have times where I feel like I failed in my journey, like, you know, trying to get my job and trying to be successful. But at the same time, it's like, maybe what I want right now is not meant for me.
Exactly.
So, honestly, just whatever's not working out, just don't think it won't work. It will. But, you know, just keep, I want to keep,
keep persevering, keep pressing on, and keep just setting yourself up to be the best person that you want to be. Had a lot of fun. How about you? It's the end of episode 3.
Yes, I'm lit. I'm happy that we were able to talk to y'all and bring y'all episode 3 again, you know, because it's been a lot going on.
We want to make sure that you subscribe, and we're starting our YouTube really soon. Okay. We have, for episode 5, we have a really cool, super top secret episode that we're cooking up for you, and that'll be our first official video episode.
Ooh.
So you can hear the video and the audio. So we got some stuff coming. We're slowly getting everything together.
It's gonna get there.
It's gonna be there. So make sure that you follow us on Instagram at Lux Lifestyle Podcast. My Instagram is at @_LuxLifestyle, and that's 2 X's.
And then my Instagram is at They Call Me Drea. So you follow me on Instagram and Twitter if you want. And we also have a Twitter for, it's called @LuxPodcast. So it's LUXXE Podcast on Twitter.
Alrighty. So we'll see y'all next time.
See ya.
Smooches.